From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Barbadians held in suspense as government and trade unions battle for the upper hand. The British parliamentary human rights group believes international pressure can force the cleanup of Guyana's voters list, and there's a dual purpose to the international trade embargo against Haiti. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbadians are still awaiting word from the coalition of trade unions on whether they will attempt to shut down the country on Monday and Tuesday of next week. The union officials are still locked in discussions with the government this evening. Last week, they issued an ultimatum for the retraction of government's 8% pay cut for public service workers and the planned laying off of over nearly 2,000 part-time employees. The deadline expired on Wednesday after government had rejected the ultimatum but called for continued dialogue. That dialogue is continuing, but at a public meeting last night, the leader of the Coalition of Trade Unions, Leroy Trotman, told workers to stand by for industrial action.
Something might have to be told to you very, very shortly, and that you should be prepared like a good scout. And that Monday and Tuesday are good days.
Leroy Trotman alluding to possible industrial action next week.